Blog Talk Radio.
Horrorween. Welcome to a special Halloween Horrors edition of Stunt Treks with yours truly, Uncle Jim, and the one, the only, the Leslie Hoffman. How you doing tonight, Leslie? Leslie?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Just a little.
that was your Halloween trick on me.
We are live, so sometimes we do have these problems when you do a live show. So.
Anyways, I was starting to say, you know, it's been raining up here, but I don't know how to describe it. It's such a heavy rain that when I was walking by a window, I almost thought it was hailing outside. You know, it was, you could hear the raindrops hitting, you know, the roof. But I looked outside and nothing was bouncing. So, I mean, it's just big drops of rain up here.
Yeah, and I don't know about up in Saranac Lake, but down here in Vermont, it is windy. Too. Very windy.
Not as bad today, but yes, it's I have Pekingese and you know, he has extremely long hair, and when he's outside he gets that windblown look. I mean, it's like his fur goes to the other side of his body. It's just really strange to look at him.
And then like a tribble in the wind.
I'm not going to get blown away. What's that?
Like a tribble in the wind.
Right. Wait a minute. That sounds like the song.
Instead of dust in the wind.
Now you're going to have me trying to think of, what is it? Trouble in the wind? Something in the wind.
Dust in the Wind by Kansas.
Oh, Dust in the Wind. Dust in the Wind. Yeah,
so yep.
It's a tribble in the wind.
A tribble in the wind. We don't need stunt eggs. We got tribbles in the wind.
Right. I'm gonna have to look up the lyrics and rewrite the lyrics or something.
So, guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Stunt Trek. We decided to switch up gears. We've been talking about guest stars on various Star Trek shows. And we went from TOS to TNG, and we were going to do DS9 next. But then I realized, hey, Halloween is Thursday night. And Leslie is very, very well known for one in particular horror movie that we're going to talk about tonight. But she's been in several others as well. So I thought we would take a little break from Star Trek. We'll jump back into Deep Space Nine next Sunday. But tonight, we're going to have a little bit of fun talking about horror movies and some of the movies that Leslie's been in and, you know, what it's like to be in a horror movie. Is it different than being on Star Trek, for instance? And we're going to talk about that. If you have any questions for Leslie, or if you just want to call up and say hello, we'll be here for the next hour. And the number here is 646-668-2433. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, that number sounds familiar. Where have I heard it before? Well, because that's the same phone number for Comic Corner, for Stunt Trek, and Trek Talking. Strange how that works out, isn't it? Same phone number. So put us on speed dial. And then all you got to do is speed dial, and you can call any one of the shows during showtime. It's that simple. 646-668-2433. So, you know, we thought we'd go trick-or-treating with Leslie Hoffman. We'd go door-to-door and talk about some of her horror movies that she's been in and see who jumps out, what happens. We're going to talk about some of the movies. And just remember, there's no running in the hallway. I'm not as good as Leslie. So, Leslie, why don't we just... Let's just jump right in and talk about the definitive horror movie, the biggest horror movie of the 80s. I remember going to see this movie and actually not sleeping. I was terrified to go to bed. And I think
you were
that
afraid that Freddy would get you?
I thought Freddy would get me. This movie was like in the 80s, Freddy was the bomb. He ruled the box office. Michael Voorhees or Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees had nothing on Freddy Krueger. And the original Nightmare on Elm Street by Wes Craven started that whole thing a-rolling. Michael Myers and Halloween and Friday the 13th came first before Freddy. But I think that Freddy filled that little part of your brain there. And I think Wes Craven tapped into something of, you know, what happens in your dreams? And where do we go when we go to sleep? And what if there's a crazy maniac running around murdering you in your dreams? And all these things came to the surface in Nightmare on Elm Street. And why am I bringing Nightmare on Elm Street up with the Leslie Hoffman? Because Leslie Hoffman was actually in the original Nightmare on Elm Street. She got to do something that, you know, not a lot of people get to do. Not only did she get to wear Freddy's sweater, not only did she wear Freddy's glove, but she also got to be in a scene, a very pivotal scene in the movie. And she actually, I don't know if you'd say she played Freddy, but kind of in a way she did. So in case you didn't know by now, Leslie was the hall monitor in the original Nightmare on Elm Street. And the scene where Nancy falls asleep in her classroom and she wakes up screaming, she runs down the hallway and she runs into the hall monitor. And that is the Leslie Hoffman. And oddly enough, we were just watching this on TV the other night. We were flipping through the channels and Nightmare on Elm Street was on. And Karen said, oh, let's stop and watch this. And we stopped and watched it just in time to see Leslie show up. And we started laughing. We said, oh, my God. There's Leslie, you know, and when you see somebody that you know
that
in a movie, I know her. So if
actually,
you guys don't remember.
Actually, before you ask me a question about that, I have a question back to you. Is that, to me, I feel like Freddy was more emotional or joked about things. I mean, wasn't Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees just kind of killers that just showed up and, you know, stabbed people and that was it? Or did like I say, Freddy had character?
Well, I think that for me, if I was going to get killed by a psycho mass murderer, it would be Freddy Krueger. I mean, because you know, Jason Voorhees just...
Can we have a poll on that on the appreciation page? Is that if I wanted to be killed by a psycho killer, and then list the names?
I think because you know, Jason Voorhees just ran around with a machete and killed babysitters, or I mean, camp counselors. And that was his shtick. And it worked for him. You know, he found his niche and it worked. And Michael Myers was after his, well, depending on what version you atone to, he was after his sister. So anyone that got in the way got the knife. Now, Freddy, on the other hand, Freddy just wanted to torture you in your dreams. And I think a lot of that, I think we can say, is because of Robert Englund being such an incredible actor and bringing that character to life, because, you know, it was all Freddy's one-liners that made him so great and so funny and so enjoyable to watch. It was like, he's going to kill you, but you're going to laugh before you die.
Right. You know? That's what they mean when they say die laughing.
That was Freddy. I mean, I remember the one movie. There's so many Nightmare on Elm Street movies that I don't remember all what ones they are, but some of my favorite kills from Freddy. And you got to remember too that this was right in the height of video games and whatnot. Is the one kid was addicted to video games. He was always playing video games. And Freddy Krueger turned him into Mario and Mario Brothers and put him in the video game. And then he ran around like a video character. And then he beat him over the head with a tennis racket like a video character and killed him in the video game. And I was just laughing so hard. I was like, oh, my God, that's too funny. And then there was this another kill where this girl was terrified of cockroaches. So he turns her into a giant cockroach and puts her inside a box and squeezes her. And he looks up and you see his big eye and he says, roaches check in, but they don't check out. And he kills her. I mean, and of course, I think, Leslie, the most classic Freddy Krueger kill that is quoted all over the place is Nightmare on Elm Street 3, maybe, or 4, where the girl is an aspiring actress. She's watching TV and she's burning herself with the cigarettes to stay awake and she falls asleep. And Freddy's head comes out of the TV with the antennas and he reaches down and grabs her and he says, welcome to prime time, bitch. And he shoves her face in the TV and kills her. I mean, this is how Freddy rolls. He's, you know, he's great.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to understand. As you say, we always make left turns on these shows. Is that I'm trying to understand the difference of the three probably most famous horror killers. And I don't know, maybe Nightmare on Elm Street is more like fantasy horror, while, Halloween and Friday the 13th is just straight out horror. So as you're saying, some of these kills, you're laughing, but the person's getting murdered.
Yeah, Freddy, I think, and you know what, when I finally got a chance to meet Robert at a convention, which actually was the convention where I met you in Albany, at Albany Comic Con, was the convention that you were at, and Robert was sitting at the table, like, right next to you. And I got a chance to meet Robert, and my God, I can't. He is, Leslie, I got to tell you, Robert is the coolest, nicest, most gentlest person you'd ever want to meet. And to think of him running around with finger knives, killing people, he's just such a great, he's just a great guy.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually get to work with him on the set. But I have met him at a couple of different conventions, and exactly what you said. And, you know, I get to talk to him, you know, like when they're about to do a panel, there might be a group of us, you know, behind the curtain waiting to go on. But we start talking to each other. And, yeah, he's funny, intelligent, sweetheart, not a diva. I mean, he's really a down-to-earth guy, very, very approachable, or at least I found him very approachable.
He definitely is. And we went to I've never paid for a photo op, before, but when we were at Albany Comic Con, my wife just loves Freddie. So we went and we went to get the photo op, and we go to the photo op and he's wearing a glove, and he put Jamie in the front, then Karen, then him, then me. And he reached around with the glove to cut Karen's throat, and he told us to all lean back and scream. And we were just so busy laughing because he's so funny. I mean, it's a great picture. It was worth the money because he is such a great guy. But as far as murderers go,
right.
I think you're right.
Well, it's right. I mean, it's a horror thing. He's making you laugh as he's killing you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I think that in my opinion, when in the 80s is when the horror movies really came into their peak, and I think it all started with John Carpenter's Halloween, which to this day is one of my favorite horror movies. And you know, then came Friday the 13th, and then came Nightmare on Elm Street. But Nightmare on Elm Street is a slightly different type of horror movie than Friday the 13th and Halloween. In that he hunts
right.
you in your dream. He's a different type of a killer.
Right.
And he's funny.
I mean, I would put whatever, you know, Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I would put him with Jason and Michael Myers as well. I feel they fit in that straight out kill kind of movie. But yeah, I mean, Freddy's just so unique or such a different, well, I say, maybe I'm inventing a new word, like say fantasy horror, as opposed to just plain out horror.
And I think that when Freddy Krueger was at the height of his massacring and murdering people, heyday, was there 7 Nightmare on Elm Street movies, I think, or 8? There's a bunch, but at any rate. I think when Wes Craven came back and did The New Nightmare, I think by that point in time, Freddy Krueger wasn't scary anymore. He had become a household fixture. I mean, everyone knew what he looked like. Everyone knew his name, the claws. He wasn't scary anymore. And when you go to see a Nightmare on Elm Street movie, you're going to see, how is Freddy going to kill these people? I don't care who they are or what they're doing. I just want to see, is he going to turn him into giant cockroaches? Is he going to turn, I mean, what's he going to do? And the character became scary.
Robert Englund was a guest star on an episode of Bones. I remember this episode where they had him playing the janitor. She was going to her high school reunion, and Robert Englund was the janitor. You know, well, so obviously they wrote this episode specifically for Robert Englund, but, you know, because you didn't know if he was the murderer or, well, you know, she had to solve what or who this or how this person died. Well, that was the, whatever you want to call it, Bones, is that somebody's already dead and she has to do forensic research or detective type work to figure out how the person was killed. And like I say, so she goes to the high school reunion, here's Freddy Krueger, or here's Robert Englund as the janitor. I mean, I'm watching the episode and I'm laughing with him. He didn't.
Yeah, he's,
oops, I guess.
He's, I think that Freddy Krueger's a classic character. I mean, he's just a classic horror character. And I think Wes Craven tried to rewrite him in The New Nightmare to make him more scary and to make him, you know, more of a threat. But, you know, Robert Englund is such an awesome actor, and that character is just so identifiable that they tried a remake of it, but it didn't work. I mean, you know, Freddy Krueger being played by somebody else, it didn't work. At least for me.
Right.
There might be fans out there that it did, but it didn't work for me. But let's go back to the first movie, the original
okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street. We're not going to talk about Planet of the Apes. No. But in the original Nightmare on Elm Street, we were sitting there watching it, and we're like, oh, my God, there's Leslie. So for the user, for those of you who don't know, here is this is Leslie's scene from the original Nightmare on Elm Street. If you go and watch it, you can watch it for yourself. But I ripped off Leslie's lines from the movie, and here's the Leslie Hoffman in the original Nightmare on Elm Street as the hall monitor. Give it a listen. So there is the Leslie Hoffman in the original Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, Leslie, what can you tell us about that scene? Now, did you the original lines and they put Robert's voice over yours? How did they work that out? Oh, so I lost Leslie. She'll be back. So in the original Nightmare on Elm Street, Leslie got to wear the original sweater and Freddy's glove in that movie. But for some reason, they decided to put blood all over Leslie's face. And, Freddy hadn't killed anybody at that point in the movie. Well, he had, but not in the hallway. So for some reason, they decided that they would put blood all over Leslie's face. So when Nancy runs down the hallway, she bumps right into Leslie, who's the hall monitor. And she's wearing Freddy Krueger's gear and glove. And I'm not sure how many gloves they actually made for Nightmare on Elm Street, but Leslie is one of the few people who can say she actually wore Freddy Krueger's glove and Freddy Krueger's sweater, so which is, I think, is awesome. But as far as the difference between Freddy Krueger and Michael Myers, I'm a huge horror fan. I love horror movies, but I don't like splatter films. And there's a big difference. I don't like movies that are just gory, because gory is not scary. Gory is just gory. You know, I like a movie to be scary. I like the atmosphere to be really creepy, and the music has to be just as good, because I think the music is just as much a character of the movie as, you know, the characters in the movie are. So when you watch the original Halloween and you hear John Carpenter's Halloween theme, you know what's about to happen, and that will pull you right into the movie. Same thing with Nightmare on Elm Street. When you hear that Nightmare on Elm Street song, you know that Freddy Krueger's creeping around the corner somewhere, and he's about to jump out and kill you, and maybe he's going to tell a few jokes. Maybe he's going to turn you into a giant cockroach. Maybe he'll turn you into a motorcycle and crash you into a tree. But however he's going to kill you, it's going to be funny. And they're not meant to be funny movies, but they're very creative the way they kill people. But Leslie got to actually wear the glove and the sweater. And Leslie, what was that like to wear the Freddy Krueger's gear at that point in time?
Well, again, you got to realize this was the first movie, very low, low budget. I mean, they basically had no money. Got a call to come down and, you know, I got a call by the stunt coordinator. I didn't audition for the part. So, you know, it's like Tony Caesar calls me up and says, you know, I have a day's work. It's low budget. You know, but I need someone, you know, to fall down. You know, are you available? Sure, yeah. So I drive down to this. It was an abandoned school. I didn't see anything wrong with the school, but I don't know. It was shut down. Anyways, I walk into the school, and there's this slime trail down the middle of the hallway. Because actually what happened was Nancy was in the classroom and she sees her dead best friend Tina in a body bag. And then, you know, she see Tina leaves the doorway, and that's why Nancy went running out of the room, because she's following this slime trail, and then she runs into me. I arrived on the set, and they put this sweater on me, and I have long hair, so it was the hairdresser. Like I say, nothing was planned, drawn out, or anything like that. The hairdresser saw my really long hair, and she decided that she would do that double pony, you know, the ponytail on either side. That is my hair. So again, other than I was wearing Freddie's sweater, the hairdresser decided on the ponytails. The first scene was Nancy coming around the corner, running into me, and I fall to the ground, and that's when I go, "Where's your pass?" And she goes, "Screw your pass." And that was that scene. And then Wes Craven comes up to me, and he goes, well, he came up to me and told me what line I had to say when she knocked me down. But then he comes up to me, and he's really very apologetic about everything. He goes, "Okay, in this next scene, I need you to say, 'Hey, Nancy, no running in the hallway,' and then do a sinister laugh. But I'm telling you now that your voice is not going to be in the movie, because we're going to have the actor, you know, dub his voice in. But we need your lips moving, so when he dubs it in, it looks like his voice is coming out of your mouth." And, I did the scene, and, you know, "Hey, Nancy, no running in the hallway," and wiggling the claws. Wes was, I would say, he was probably the best director that I ever worked for. He was so nice. I mean, he always would say thank you, or "That was a great job," or, I mean, and like I say, he really felt sorry for me that, you know, your voice is not going to, well, you know, that first line is going to make it into the movie, but, you know, like I say, your voice is not going to be in the movie in this scene. And he, I mean, like I say, he was just really sorry. He was so apologetic. No, it was amazing, because I've worked on other horror films that, you know, they come and go. Maybe they're cult classics and people know them, but I mean, a lot of times, well, I say horror movies. I've been on pilots, which, you know, is testing for a television show that, you know, the pilot didn't even make it. Or I don't even know if the pilot ever showed on television, or the pilot showed and it was so awful they just dropped the whole idea of the series. So, you know, I did this one day on this horror film, really didn't think about it. I was invited to the screening of it, and I went to the screening, and there's a lot of blood in this movie. But, it's been a wild ride. When I became a stunt woman, I was always hoping that I would be in a television show or a movie specifically a movie that might win an Academy Award. And, you know, so when I retired, I could say, well, you know, someone said, "Oh, well, what movie were you in?" You know, I could say Gone with the Wind or something. You know, that was in the back of my head. And, you know, I just didn't realize that the movie that people would remember me for is Nightmare on Elm Street. So I'm very proud of the movie.
That's a classic, classic movie to be identified with, as well as Star Trek, too. Don't forget Star Trek, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'll say three things, combining Deep Space Nine and Voyager as one, is that, you know, if someone asks me or they say, I heard you were, you got to realize I'm on the late, early morning shows now. No, well, in other words, I've been retired for a while now. So, you know, people come up to me and say, I heard that you were a stunt woman. And then, well, sometimes they say, oh, for the movies? For television? I almost want to say, what else would a stunt woman be for? You know? Anyways, you know, so then the next question is, what were you in that I might have seen? So I usually go, well, if they specifically say film, I say, do you like comedy or do you like horror? And, you know, if they say comedy, I say, you know, Naked Gun with Leslie Nielsen. That was me being Queen Elizabeth going down the table. And, you know, the people that like comedy will recognize that one. If they say horror, I say the original Nightmare on Elm Street. Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't even realize that just how iconic those two lines are from that movie. You know, it's like, I've said this before. My younger brother could not stand The Wizard of Oz when the Wicked Witch's legs would roll up and go underneath the house. He had to leave the room because it bothered him so much. So I've had people come up to me at horror conventions and they say, that's, well, I think you said this already. People have come up to me at conventions and say, that scene that you were in, it gave me nightmares. It freaked me out when, you know, you're in the hallway and Freddy's voice comes out of your mouth. I mean, you know, it still bothers them. They get, obviously, the movies from 1984 now are 2019, and it still bothers them. They still remember it. You know, they probably were, I don't know, children's or young teens, and I guess that can be a really scary scene, you know.
It's a classic movie, that's for sure. Now, Leslie, you've worked with Wes Craven on other movies as well, besides Nightmare on Elm Street, right?
Right. After Nightmare on Elm Street, I don't know all the movies he did, but the next one that I worked with him on was Deadly Friends, and I was doubling Anne Ramsey. Anne Ramsey, which people would know her. I don't know the character's name, but she was the crazy lady in Goonies. And it was that Deadly Friends is, what was it? The father threw the daughter down the staircase and killed her, but somehow the boyfriend or the friend brought her back to life somehow, and except that she becomes a killer. So she throws this basketball. I was hired to stand there to have them throw a basketball at my head. They didn't want Anne Ramsey to do that, but they wanted me to stand there and have them throw a basketball at my head and hopefully duck in time, which I did. But I'll tell you, you know, again, here's the best way. Never judge a book by its cover. I mean, you know, Anne Ramsey has a very particular look. And she was the sweetest lady. She was so nice on the set to me. And we've talked about this in the past about, you know, you don't know how an actor or an actress is going to react to someone walking up to them, especially on the set, and possibly bothering them. You got to stay away from them. Or you know, when I got into the business, I just said to myself, I am not going to approach whoever. I mean, if they want to talk to me, you know, if they'll give me the opening, then I'll be glad to talk to them. You know, I'll be thrilled to death because, you know, I just don't want to go running up to somebody and say, oh, you were so great in whatever movie or something like that. Or, well, since we're talking about Anne Ramsey, is that, you know, I would have never gone up to Anne Ramsey and gone, oh, you were so great in Goonies. I just love that movie. Because she probably would stare at me cross, you know, who is this person? But, you know, we were both hired to be on the set, and she was the type of actress that she would talk with you. So it was at night, and it was a very nice night. And I really, again, Wes thanked me, and it just was a joy to work with Wes Craven.
And you also worked on another Wes Craven classic, Scream, as well, correct?
Right, Scream 2, I doubled Laurie Metcalf, who's better known for being Roseanne's sister on the television series Roseanne. And actually, that was out of the three movies, even though I'm remembered for Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream 2, that whole scene on the theater stage. I mean, it starts off with Nev hitting me in the head with a breakaway beer bottle, and then I haven't seen the sequence in a while, but you know, there's a whole thing where she runs behind the you know, back of the stage, and I come jumping through, and there's a fight there, but then somehow. Well, no, I think what happened first is that I'm on this. Okay, I give up. I don't remember how the sequence goes. I need to see it again. But while I'm on the stage by myself wondering where she is, she takes an axe and she starts chopping through all the ropes that are holding various, you know, the stage lights, this pillar, I don't know why. I guess it just was because it was a fake wall. I start climbing up this wall, and the wall comes tumbling down on top of me, and boy, it buried me. Boy, now that I'm thinking of it, there were so many of these. Again, they weren't supposed to be real. What should I call them, mortar blocks? I mean, they were supposed to be styrofoam, but, you know, I started up the wall, it came down, and I don't know how many of those styrofoam blocks they threw on top of me, but I was buried. Well, I think sometimes you do a stunt and, I got to do another detour real quick. Is that on Remington Steel, when I fell off the pier, the costume had a cape. And when I hit the water, and it was nighttime besides, I mean, it wasn't daylight, it was nighttime. When I hit the water, the cape came up and wrapped around my head. Now, I knew I was above water. I mean, I could breathe. I wasn't drowning, but I couldn't see anything. And I had actually a very difficult time ripping this cape off of my head so I could get out of the water. So that's sort of what I'm saying is that, believe me, when this rock wall came or styrofoam wall came down on me, I mean, I was absolutely buried underneath these blocks.
And Leslie, we have a fan on the line that wants to talk with you, that has a question for you, who wants to talk to Leslie Hoffman. So let's. The number looks familiar, but let's see who it is. Good evening. Thank you for calling Stunt Trek. What's your name and where are you calling us from tonight?
Leslie, do you have your hall pass, young lady? This is David from David. The main David, I guess.
That's Stunt Egg David.
Oh, but what did he say about, do I have the...
Your hall pass.
That, where's your hall pass, young lady?
I wish... Well, one thing I do have is I have some Star Trek. I have whatever you want to call it, the communicator and the pips, which you're not supposed to have, but I have. But it would have been nice to kind of, whatever you call it, five-fingered the badge that I was wearing. But no, I don't have anything from the original Nightmare on Elm Street movie. But I do have a reproduction of the glove.
Well, what's your favorite of all the horror, since we're talking about horror movies for Halloween, what's your favorite horror movie? It doesn't have to be one that you were in, but just the Leslie Hoffman. What is your favorite horror movie? Besides Nightmare on Elm Street.
Uh-oh. See, that's what I was going to say is that, how we started the show off is that I guess I like straight out horror. Believe me, straight out horror scares me, and I don't like straight out horror. I saw, what was it? Was it called It? It was the baby that had claws instead of hands and this isn't saying that I like it, but it scared me to death. The scene that I remember was there was this milkman, and he had the milk truck, and the baby had gotten in the back of the truck, and the milkman goes to get more milk, and, you know, some, I don't know if he actually walked in the truck or the baby pulled him into the truck. And then you see the truck shaking and you see milk coming out of the back of the truck. Obviously the bottles are being broken. And then all of a sudden milk starts looking pinky red because the baby is killing this guy. So that scene, like I said, I don't know if that was called It or what that movie was. Then there was a movie, I think Bill Bixby was the star of it, called Manitou or something like that, where there was the Indian medicine man who was growing in the girlfriend's back. And again, the scene that comes to mind is that the lump is getting bigger and bigger, and this intern goes into the room, and obviously this medicine man gets born, but he doesn't have any skin. So he just somehow rips the skin off of this intern. And I think Bill Bixby is looking in like this little window in the door, and you just see this splat of blood or the face of the intern minus his skin. So I say those scenes really scare me. Or there was I don't know if you call this one horror, something like it came from the year 5000 or something, where these radioactive or these mutations for some reason were showing up, and what made me scared or upset was this dead five-eyed cat came through or something like that. So So I guess that's the same thing as where people say when Freddie's voice came out of your mouth. I mean, so I don't necessarily have a series of a horror movie that, you know, or a character that I like. I mean, there are certain horror movies that I just remember these scenes and just, and then there was this other one that, again, I can't remember the name, but it was like this huge radioactive sand blob that came out of a crack in the ground and anything it touched, because it was radioactive and hot, it would just burn the people up. I mean, so that scared me. But, the one with the cat and the sand monster, again, I saw them when I was probably a teenager, so that's why it had more of an effect on me. I don't know if it would scare me as much today as it did when I saw it as a teenager.
Now, Leslie, is it any different if you're when you're working on Nightmare on Elm Street for a day? Is the work you would do on Nightmare on Elm Street any different than the work you would do on Star Trek Voyager or Deep Space Nine?
No. In fact, I'm trying to. I don't know if the Voyager episode is. Remember, I have a feeling it is that where this woman put her memory, and I'm not talking about Memorial, I'm talking about this woman that was on the ship somehow put her memory in Torres's mind, and suddenly she's on this planet and this guy is escaping from the police or something. And he runs by her and knocks her down. So there's the same exact stunt.
So you play the stunt the same way, whether you're being knocked down as B'Elanna Torres or whether you're being knocked down as Freddy Krueger in Nightmare on Elm Street. There's no difference at all. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and then the other interesting thing, but I can't think of a comedy that I sort of had the same thing, is that, I'll just say stair falls, is that you could do a movie that the stair fall is something comic, and, I mean, it's the same stair fall in something dramatic. I mean, you're falling down the flight of stairs, but depending on what the dialogue was before you got to the stunt, I mean, either people are laughing at the stairfall or they're horrified. You know, let's say you got shot and you're falling down the stairs. So it's, you know, it's whatever the script is. I mean, you could do a high fall and it could be really funny. I mean, technically I would call it a high fall is that in stewardess school, where I jumped out of the plane into this pool below where they were training the stewardesses. So that was a high fall, but it was funny because when she jumps out, she hits this rubber boat with her stiletto heels and it explodes and everyone is, you know, tossed into the water. So it's very funny. Yet, now again, I'm trying to say, Remington Steele, when I fell into the water, you know, okay, I got the two comparisons, is I did the fall on Love Boat, off of the Love Boat, but it was funny. You know, it's like John Ritter talked Tove Feldschuh out of committing suicide. And she turns to get back on the ship, but she slips and she falls off into the water. And so it's, you know, it's Love Boat. It's funny. But what I just said is on Remington Steele, it was Doctor Who. It was Tom Baker is shooting a gun at me. And I'm running down the pier and I get on this ladder and I say he's shooting at me. and I fall off the ladder into the water. So we've got two exact stunts of falling into water, but one is dramatic. You know, oh my God, did Mildred just get shot? You know, is she dead? Because you don't see her coming up out of the water. I think they, you know, they just cut. You see me falling, but they cut. So you don't know if she's dead or alive. But then, you know, whatever next scene that she is in, you realize that she did live through the fall. But I say, same stunt, fall into water.
David, did you have a question you wanted to ask Leslie about Freddy Krueger or anything in particular?
No, I just caught the buzz, but wait, you guys, and hang out with you guys and listen to the show.
Oh, well, that's you're always welcome to do that. Just
only
remember.
Only horror movie I could ever stand without totally freaking out is the Freddy one. The others, if it's like the Michael Myers and all those stuff, those type always freak me out.
Well, David, you gotta go home now and watch Nightmare on Elm Street so that you can see Leslie when she's at the hall monitor in the very first movie. That's your assignment.
Well, the other thing, and again, this is
so long.
The most amazing thing with Wes Craven is back in the 80s, stunt people still weren't getting movie credits, you know, at the end of a movie. I mean, sometimes they would list who the stunt people were, but a lot of times they wouldn't. Steven Spielberg, you know, in his earlier films would not list stunt people. Anyways, not only did Wes list me as the hall monitor, you know, so you start seeing the credits at the end, and you know, Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger, blah blah blah, blah, blah. And towards the bottom of the cast, Leslie Hoffman, hall monitor. But then, you know, now you start seeing production manager or whatever comes next. But then it gets to stunts, and he listed me again. So this is the only movie that not only did I get a credit, I got two credits. If you watched, the very end, all the way to the end of the movie, you'll see my name listed twice.
And also, Leslie, we were watching I don't know if it was on Showtime or HBO. So, I mean, we were watching a Nightmare on Elm Street documentary called Never Sleep Again. And we're sitting there watching it. And lo and behold, guess who pops up in that as well? I'll give you three guesses,
yeah,
but
no,
I think you only need one.
It's me.
Yes, except
I forget what year that was. I mean, it was, I'll say later in the 2000s, or maybe it was just past 2010. I get a phone call. We're making this documentary. Would you be interested in being interviewed? I said, sure, you know, whatever. And then they also made I guess you call it coffee table size book of I think it also is titled Never Sleep Again or something like that. I mean, I've been in more books, documentaries, magazines due to Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, though.
Oh yeah, I go back to here at the beginning of my career. I'm saying I would love to be in a movie. Somewhere in my career, I would love to be in a movie that everyone is going to remember. And like I say, in my mind, I'm thinking of like Gone with the Wind, Then Hear Her, or something like, you know, like Best Picture kind of movie. And yet, no, Nightmare on Elm Street. Even if they haven't seen it, they've heard the title.
Yes, and I think everybody's familiar with Freddy Krueger. Even if you've never seen a movie, I think he's just so identifiable that even if you've never sat through one of the movies, at least you know who he is and what he looks like and his claws and his look. I think he's very iconic. Very iconic.
You can check in, but you can't check out.
That's right. You can check in, but you can't check out. So, Leslie, believe it or not, we've meandered our way through yet another show. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. And we didn't even get through all the warp.
I know.
We could be asking about Jason
two.
And Michael Myers.
But it was fun. It's always fun. I think, but we touched on the important one, Nightmare on Elm Street. That's the big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope that everybody out there has a happy Halloween, and go and watch Nightmare on Elm Street this weekend in honor of Halloween, and watch for Leslie Hoffman as the hall monitor in the original Nightmare on Elm Street, or go and watch Scream 2 and watch the giant styrofoam rocks fall all over Leslie in the big finale when Neve Campbell kills her. You could do that too. Leslie's been in some other horror movies, but I think those are the two that most people would recognize. And, you know, we didn't talk about Planet of the Apes. We didn't get any stunt egg talk tonight, but we did get David. So that's a good thing, right?
Well, I'm shopping now. I'm going to buy the series now. I got to get all the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Absolutely. Well, Leslie's only in the first one.
But other movies real quick is Motel Hell, The Car. I mean, interesting experiences on those movies as well.
Lots and lots. We'll have to do another horror-thon again. But as I said, we're going to continue on. I just wanted to have some fun with Freddy and horror movies in honor of Halloween, or as I'm calling it, Horrorween. But don't worry, because we're gonna jump right back to Stunt Trek. Next Sunday, we're going to be talking about guest stars on Deep Space Nine. So we'll be right back into the Trek next week. We just took a little break to talk about some horror movies for Halloween. So I hope you guys don't mind, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And what do you think, David? Did you have
Hello?
A good time tonight?
I always have a good time talking to you guys, even though it's been a while, but... Here recently, I need to call in.
Also, remember, next Sunday is going to be daylight savings time. Clocks go back 1 hour.
That's right. That's right. Spring ahead, fall back. But I don't think that'll affect our show, because you don't turn the clocks back until what, midnight?
Well, no, it'd be 2 a.m. Sunday morning. So when we do the show at 7 o'clock next week, let's see, fall back, it actually would be 8 o'clock if you forgot to turn your clock back. Thank God for computers that they automatically adjust the clock for you.
And that just means that we'll be an hour closer to California time. Instead of 3 hours, we'll only be 2 hours. Because I don't think California does the daylight savings.
No, they do it. It's Arizona that doesn't do it.
Oh, that's right.
Arizona doesn't. Yeah, but California does. So we'll still be 3 hours difference from California.
Right. So with that, we got to say goodnight to everybody. We really appreciate you guys listening. And make sure you hop over to the Leslie Hoffman Appreciation Organization Facebook page. Just say hello. And Leslie's got some autographs there. If you're interested, you can get one from her there. And, that's all I got to say tonight. Everybody have a safe and happy Halloween. And make sure you tune. No, there will be no Trek Talking Thursday night because of Halloween. So what I will be doing is a special show if you want to tune in and listen anyways. There is that. And then we're going to be doing Comic Corner, the Star Trek edition as well on Monday. So that's it. I want to say good night and thank you, Leslie. It's always a pleasure to hang out and talk with you.
Oh, I love talking to it. It's so interesting to, well, I say that just to discuss movies, television. I learn something, you learn something, David learns something, hopefully other people. It's just, I really enjoy it.
It is fun. I love sharing some time with you every week and getting to hear things about Hollywood that maybe I didn't know. So that's always great. And David, thanks for calling and hanging out with us tonight. You're always welcome.
Well, anytime, guys. I had fun. I always have fun with you guys.
And if I had a couple of stunt eggs, I'd toss them in your direction. So, at any rate, thanks for hanging out with us, guys. And everybody have a safe and happy Halloween. Leslie and I will be back with Stunt Trek next week. And don't forget Daylight Savings. Have a good one. Be good to each other. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night, guys.
Let's see what's out there. Engage.